Good evening, everyone. This is the PNB Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting for Monday, January 7th, 2013. It's 7:38 p.m. Central Time, 8:38 Eastern, 5:38 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm Bill Crozier, Chair of the Committee, calling it to order. And Teresa, can you call the roll? And
yes.
Campbell, can our
Teresa
minute?
Allen is present. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you, Lydia. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Thank you, Nia. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Thank you, Bill. Campbell Johnson?
Present.
Thank you, Campbell. Afia Wangaza? Not hearing Afia. Summer Reese? Not hearing.
She's excused on airplane.
Okay, thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Tracy. Is there anyone else on, Bill? Or is anyone else on? Okay.
That's all.
Thank you.
And as Campbell mentioned, Summer asked her to excuse that, and she called me right before the meeting, and she was about to get on a plane. So any objections to excusing her?
I move if we excuse her.
Without objection.
Okay. Hearing no objection, then we'll excuse Summer. Thank you. Okay, I sent out a draft agenda last night, and then I added a couple of things, and it got sent out automatically with the automatic meeting notice this morning. I can read that for anybody who doesn't have it or who's on the stream. This is the draft agenda. 1, call to order. 2, call roll, which we just did. 3, approve agenda. 4, correct and approve the November 5th and December 3rd committee minutes. 5, planning for the in-person PNB meeting in the New York City area, February 22nd through 25th. 6, agendas for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings, parenthesis January 10th and 24th. 7, teleconference dates for PNB meetings in February, which are so far undefined. Number 8, reestablishing the technology and programming committees as task forces, I guess I should say, or special committees. Number 9, confirm next meeting for coordinating committee, February 4th, ? 10, new business, 11, review action items. Any changes to the agenda?
Well, yes, as I sent out an email earlier, I think there needs to be a meeting by January 31st for the bylaws for the seating of the newly elected PNB members.
Okay, so you want to put that on the agenda?
That's correct.
Okay. We can put that right before new business, I guess, if you want.
As close to the top as possible.
Okay, well, how about we're going to have teleconference dates for PNB meetings in February and add it to that? Kind of related to
the
public meetings.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Any objections? Hearing none, the amended agenda is approved. Thank you. Okay, so the next item is correct and approve the November 5th and December 3rd, 2012 committee minutes. I sent them out again last night. I sent out the November ones back a little before our last meeting, and we postponed consideration of those. And then Teresa took the minutes for December 3rd and sent those out right afterwards. So we're going to do them one at a time. Is there a motion to approve the November 5th minutes?
I move that we approve the, is it November 10th minutes?
November 5th.
November 5th minutes, I'm sorry.
Any objections or any corrections?
I will be abstaining.
I'll abstain also.
Okay. Will you want to call a roll then, Campbell, please? Or Teresa,
okay.
You want to call a roll?
I can go with that.
Okay.
Lydia, Teresa Allen?
I say yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Campbell Johnson abstains. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Okay. Elfia Wangaza? Okay, is anyone else on the call that wasn't on earlier? Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, 2 abstentions. The minutes are approved.
Thank you. Does somebody else join us?
Yes, Elfia.
Hi, Elfia.
Hi.
Okay, we're voting minutes approval. We just approved the ones for November 5th, and now we also need to approve the December 3rd committee minutes that I emailed out again last night. Do I hear a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Okay, thank you. Any objections or any corrections?
Ms. Lydia, I will be abstaining.
Yeah, I'll be abstaining also.
Lucia will be abstaining.
Okay. Any corrections, though, before we get to the vote? Okay, hearing none, then let's go ahead and vote. You want to call the roll, please, Campbell?
Sure. Let's see, Teresa Allen?
I say yes.
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
Same.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
All right. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, Campbell Johnson abstains. Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy,
oh, sorry. Yes, I'm here, and I vote yes on the minutes.
Okay, Afia Wangaza?
Abstained.
Okay. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, 3 abstentions, no votes.
Okay, thank you. So the motion's approved. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is planning for the in-person PMB meeting in the New York City area, which is scheduled for February 22nd through 25th. So, Nia, you want to fill us in on what you know so far and whatever we need to help you with?
Yes. What I've done so far, I've contacted the Beekman. It's still a Union Hotel. The rate is $149 per night, which is very good. The woman has to send a contract. I've also CC'd Christine Mera in the national office. And based on that information, I am no longer willing to take on this assignment. So, Bill, I guess you can ask Kathy or Alex to do it. But that's the information I have, Christine Mera, whatever I have, I will forward it. And when the woman from the Beekman Hotel sends me the rest of the information, I will send it on to Christine and whosoever you can get to continue with this assignment.
Okay, I didn't understand why you're not able to continue, but if you don't want to, that's okay.
Because I don't want to. Because I don't want to.
Okay, all right. Okay, and you'll forward the information you got. Could I ask you, do you have information about the meeting room charges and food and other expenses?
She has to send that. She has to draw that up because she couldn't find the 2010 information. A lot of those people have left. But, hello?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, obviously needed to, yeah.
Right. But I talked with Christine today, and she has the information. She sent it to the woman at the Beekman. But I could tell you that's the best price you're going to get for that time of the month, which is $149. All the other ones were clocking $250, $300. It is New York, so, you know, that's a story. So for a Union Hotel, that's an excellent rate. I think whosoever you can get to continue, Kathy or Alex, then and Christine, I think you guys should keep. You're not going to get anything under $150 in New York at that rate.
Nia, what is it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
done. Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, can you, I can't hear what the name of the hotel is.
Oh, God.
The Beekman, same one we were at before.
Yeah, but I wasn't on the board at the time, so I have never heard of it. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. The Beekman Hotel.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the reason I was asking about the other things is the room rates are only up to one portion of the total cost. So,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Bill. I'm picking up some static.
Yeah, somebody needs to mute themselves. I hear it, too. So if you're not on mute, if you're not talking, please mute yourself. I was just saying that I know if we're looking at, like, even the Houston ones, sometimes the biggest portion of the cost is food and the meeting rooms. I mean, it varies depending on the hotel, but we'll look at whatever you got when they send it, I guess. Thank you, Nina. So we need to ask one of the other New York people to take over coordinating that. Any other questions from anybody? Can't hear you. If anybody's talking, you're muted.
Oh, yes. Let me ask a question, if I may.
Yeah, sure, Ken.
I remember the Sandy situation in New York. So would that mean that, and I don't know if you've had an opportunity to give thought to this at all, Nia, but where would we stand insofar as having a, station-type function, because I know you're going to be split in terms of studio versus offices and whatnot. Has that discussion at all been held?
Nia?
Hello?
I think you're muted, Nia.
Sandy may have come back on us.
Yeah, well, I know the where was the Beekman? I can't remember. I know it was in Manhattan, but was it in the part affected by Sandy? I guess not. I don't remember.
Well, yeah, the Beekman wasn't, but certainly a station visit would be impacted. And, you know, if we were to do a station visit, you know, the question would, and the offices are going to be separate from the studio. I was just kind of curious if the subject had come up at all. And, you know, if so, whether there's a, you know, likelihood of it being at the offices or at the studio.
I don't know. Are you back yet, Nia? I mean,
well,
I would presume that we might not have to visit both, especially if they're temporary quarters anyway.
Yeah,
but
that's
I guess we don't know details yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's a good question. And, because then everybody wants to visit with the local volunteers and board members and things like that, too. Okay, any other questions or comments, suggestions for anybody about that in-person meeting? I thought this might take up most of the meeting, but tonight.
Well, I could throw one other on the table that I guess maybe has not been engaged at all as yet, and that would be in terms of transportation to and from airport and stuff like that, or train station, you know, for those of us who probably be coming by train. If that has been, you know, at all brought up, or who would maybe be a person to coordinate that sort of thing.
Well, I'll talk to the other directors in New York and see if we can get, I assume that's part of coordinating the whole thing. I mean, often we have somebody different to coordinate the ground transportation than somebody handling the hotel, because it's, that can be a fair amount of work, too.
Yeah.
But especially take somebody available the Thursday before the meeting to handle all the last-minute calls about information about planes being changed or canceled and things like that.
Right.
But, okay.
Lost you, I think. Say what?
Beg your pardon? Was it Lydia?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you very well. There was a lot of static.
Well, I'll just think I'll talk to the other directors from New York and see who wants to do what. Somebody to handle, look more into the hotel and food and other logistics, and then maybe somebody else to handle the ground transportation. And actually, it could be a local. It could be an LSB member. It doesn't have to be a PNB person to do that. But you need to get somebody who's has time and organized to do that. Anything else we need to talk about tonight about that in-person meeting? I don't guess there's anything that needs to go on the PNB agenda other than an update for everyone.
And
well, if Nia's, I'll ask after her too. Maybe she can get, if we can't get somebody else up to speed by Thursday, I'll see if she can update people, the whole PMB Thursday, with what she knows already. And then we'll just have to get somebody else to follow up and finish.
Okay,
we ready to move on to the next agenda item? Okay.
Well, did you make what I had moved up as part of this agenda item or not? I wasn't clear.
Well, it was the next one. The next agenda items is upcoming teleconference PMB meetings that are already scheduled.
Agendas
for them. And then the one after that is teleconference dates for PMB meetings in February, which are so far unscheduled. So I was suggesting it be part of that.
What? I'm not advocating for a February meeting. I'm advocating for a January meeting.
I understand, but right now there's no teleconference dates at all scheduled for February, and presumably we'll need to add some. But let's first do item number 6 on the agenda, which was agendas for the upcoming teleconference PMB meetings that are already scheduled, January 10th and 24th. Summer called me just before this meeting, and she was catching a plane, so she was couldn't be on the call, but she did say she wanted to reserve some time in executive session for some more updates on the WPFW move and WBII move, and I don't know about the details, but you know, things about relocation leases, and I guess have time for questions and answers and things like that. So,
for which date?
For this Thursday, just some time on the executive session to talk about that.
Okay,
and. I think she has some legal updates too, but she didn't mention any details, so we probably need to save a little time for that also. And remember, this is an open session call right now, but again, I don't have details though. Anyway, anything else, especially for the agendas for January 10th and 24th? I guess we'll have another open session and executive session times.
This is Lydia. I guess I was looking at the. I'm looking for the minutes for the motion that we passed about the in-person meeting, because I will be noticing tomorrow, depending on how that motion read, a rescinding of that. And so that would be at the next PMB meeting. What is that, the 10th? Is that correct?
Right, that's this Thursday.
Point of information.
Oh.
Yeah, Teresa?
Point of information. Lydia, what you're saying is you don't want to meet in February. You want to move our PNB meeting up to January. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that we do what we did in 11, is where you seat the board according to the timeline in the bylaws at the end of January. The new board, the newly elected directors, because they have to serve a full year, not 11 months. And that happened at the end of January, therefore adding a meeting for this month of January on the 31st for them to be seated.
Okay.
Well, it kind of merges into the next agenda item, but that's okay. But okay, so the problem as I see it is that I'm not sure we're even going to have all the directors elected by then. I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar right now. And WBI and KPFT are scheduled to meet tomorrow. I assume WBI is only going to be electing officers and not directors, because you can't do them in the same meeting. And then KPFK is scheduled for the 19th. And their elections, it sounds like, are not even going to be certified until, at best, the end of next week. And WPFW is not on here at all. And KPFA is not on here. So I don't know when... You can't seat directors if they're not elected.
Bill, but you could schedule the meeting. You could schedule the meeting. And, I mean, because you need to give notice and then work like the Dickens to make sure those people get seated. And I'm assuming that every one of our stations right now should schedule a meeting to select, I mean, to make sure that once, I mean, that we should have meetings scheduled right now for all our LSBs to select our officers. And then if necessary, the next day, schedule a meeting, or even maybe later in the day, if you can have a long meeting, to schedule the election of the directors. But
you can't do them on the same day, Teresa. I mean, the bylaws
are clear.
That's why they have that. Well, the bylaws specifically say, I mean, I realize the timeline's all messed up, but the bylaws say that officers are elected in December, and then you wait until January to elect. I'm not saying wait a whole month, but then they say wait until early January to elect directors, and that's so that you have time, and then you have nominations in between. So you have, and that sequence is important. You have to see who's an officer, and then see who else wants to be a director, because you can't do both, and then have the director elections.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, our election has not even taken place, right? Our results of our election. So we don't have a choice, but we have scheduled. There's no reason not to have it on the same day. Just in the same way that we had scheduled our delegates meeting to vote on the bylaws with the old board, the previous board, and we thought we'd have a new board, and then we were going to seat the new board members in December. Because we didn't reach quorum, we are doing basically the same thing, where we have scheduled for January 19th. If it is not certain, well, if we don't meet quorum, we're going to know tomorrow's like the last day. And even if it's counted next week, that we have as a backup the 26th. Several board members wanted to have it on the 26th. And so that's possible as well, but we're planning a full day's meeting with a break in between where the offices are elected in the morning. It's not like the people have a year to think about other than the new people elected, which it's going to be an uphill battle to make the listener quorum at K, to decide. There's not something that you should think of, you know, on the spur of the moment to decide which you want to be. You want to be a board chair, you have those qualifications, you run. You want to be on the PMB, you run. But anyway, so the point is that we are scheduling, the first part is going to be the election of our officers and then of the PMB directors. So we have those two choices, the 19th or the 26th. And so we're all set here at K, and we're the ones with the greatest challenges here. So I can't speak for W, but even when we had the seating in 2011, we had members who were in litigation over their seats, and we still had everyone else seated on the board, and then the others were seated later when it happened. So I'm sure if some LSB still hasn't chosen, you know, their directors, they can be seated later, but you can't start cutting down the terms of the elected PMB directors. It's really not the way to go, trust me.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, and I'd like to hear from Campbell also about WPFW, but go ahead, Tracy. I'm wondering about KPFA, so if you can help answer when they're meeting to do what.
Oh, yeah, I can answer that. As far as I know, we're going to do everything on the 12th, but of course we'll have to see if we actually accomplish that. Plans are one thing, and, you know, what actually occurs is another thing. But that's my understanding of what we're going to do. That said, it seems to me this is all pretty hypothetical. I mean, first of all, the coordinating committee just recommends to the full board anyway. And on top of that, we don't really have the power to compel the LSBs to do anything that they don't want to do, unless we get into all that recalcitrant LSB stuff, which I don't think we're going to. So essentially, they're going to elect their PNB members when they elect them. And as I understand it, that may not be until February in some signal areas. What I sort of feel like here is what we did in 2011, we actually got
faulted for by the court, who said it was totally inappropriate to seat some individuals and not others, that if, in fact, we were in litigation regarding who was on the board and who wasn't, that we should not have gone ahead and seated other board members. There's issues of equity between board members that actually are pretty important. So the one thing that I'm going to say is we should seat the whole board at the same time. And what that requires is everybody having elected their directors. If that's the case by the end of January, then so be it. But if it's not, I would strongly protest going ahead with the seating. It should wait until everyone has elected everyone. What I'll also say, having been on the board in 2010 and 2011, which is we didn't get a single thing done between the time that we seated the brand new board, because nobody knew each other and nothing was on the agenda, and the in-person meeting. So it was not a particularly productive time for the board. We basically appointed interim officers and did nothing. And, you know, given the amount of problems facing this foundation, I'm not sure that we all get to take a month off. We all took most of December off, and it's really questionable whether that is the best use of time, because the new board is not going to be functional until they get to an in-person meeting. There's no doubt about that. That's always the way that it works, and that's why the bylaws are written, the way that they're written. So given all of the unknowns, I'm not sure that we can do anything conclusive here or that we should. We sort of have to wait and see when everyone is selected, and what the distance is from there to the in-person meeting. If it's just a matter of a couple of weeks, I'm not sure that I see the point.
Okay, thank you. Campbell, when's your LSB doing what?
We're having, am I on mute or can you hear me?
Can you hear?
You can.
We hear you.
We're having a meeting Wednesday, and that's going to be on election of officers. And I believe that the notion of electing directors is something that they are, or that we are perusing as taking place at another meeting. And, you know, the way that a variety of things have been moving rather slowly, I tend to suspect that Tracy may be describing what would be taking place at WPFW as well, in terms of not being able to get everything done in a very short order. So I don't know what would be taking place, and I imagine that if we can, that we will be looking at electing directors at that time, but, sometimes it takes quite a bit of time to get some things done, and so I wouldn't want to project that, we would be getting it all done in a very short order or not. I will certainly suggest it to the body and see if folks can move forward with that.
Okay, well, let us know when you schedule another meeting. I'm just looking on the calendar, on the online calendar, it doesn't say director's election anywhere, so you can't do that tomorrow without notice anyway. So, that's one of the most important things the delegates will be doing.
How about you said?
So just let us know whenever your LSB decides to schedule a meeting for that.
Sure, will do. We'll know. Okay.
Okay.
And
all right, well,
I suggest, Teresa here.
Yeah, Teresa, go ahead.
And I suggest that knowing that you had to give notice that people schedule these meetings right away, make it a point to get them scheduled. This is rather scary.
I'll contact our chair and secretary about it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Campbell.
Thank you. Well, if the meeting tomorrow, you can't post it until you have it. Until you schedule the date. I assume they'll be doing that tomorrow. Okay. Well,
and this,
we
is, and this is Lydia. If I may, I just want to stress our meeting here at K is scheduled and has been noticed. So,
okay.
You know, if it changes to the 26th, so everybody's speaking in plural as if there are several stations. I've only heard of PSWs that hasn't been scheduled
let me
yet.
I have. There's been a flurry of emails going back and forth, and y'all may figure me to be quite a lazy person in this regard, but I have not been reading them all. You know.
Okay. Well, that's a public note. It needs to be put on the website too. But we can trouble with CTP if we don't have, you know, proper notice. You know, we can advance or more and all that stuff.
Okay,
so especially for important things like this. Well, we still need to schedule some meetings for February. So I would suggest we do the second and...
February 1st?
No motion on the floor, and I'd like to suggest that we schedule at least one meeting, one teleconference meeting in February. The 7th or the 14th are both open. We could do the 7th. Bill, watch your business. They could add the 14th.
Bill, how many ways can I say I was making a motion? This even when we were discussing the agenda. My agenda item is to make a motion to add a meeting for the 31st for the seating of the new members. That's
okay.
My motion. I said it during the agenda.
Okay.
By the way, January comes before February.
Yeah, okay. All right. So is there any more I didn't realize that was a motion. Is there any more I didn't know it was a specific date or anything, for example, but sorry. I didn't realize
okay.
that. Is there any more discussion motion?
PNB meeting on the 31st.
That's right, which is open on the calendar when I looked a little while ago.
Yeah, it looks like it's open.
And that would be for, quote, seating.
That's correct.
Why is it quote?
I'm Teresa here for the stack.
Okay, wait a second. Mia, I think I heard her first. Are you back, Mia?
Well, I actually spoke out of turn. I didn't ask to be recognized. I apologize. But I'm trying to figure, why is the secretary saying, quote, seating? I don't understand what you mean by, quote, seating.
Oh, I just wanted to get the motion down correctly.
Without the quotes, right?
Yes, there weren't any quotes in here.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, right? Ahead, Mia.
If this motion doesn't pass, what do Bill, Afia, and I do for those February meetings? Because the bylaws, there's no ambiguity in the bylaws. You shall not serve beyond 5 years on the PND. And you shall not serve beyond 6 years on an LSB. So what would Bill, Afia, and I do on those February meetings? Those February meetings?
I don't know. The bylaws also say that, you know, each station has four directors.
Okay. Well, I would like to...
I'm not sure we have to make this decision now. We don't even know when the directors are going to be elected yet from all the stations.
You see, this is what it is. We have to be foresightful. It's just like my motion in December about this very thing about seating. That got defeated, and where are we? The governance took it up. I mean, I think as directors, we need to be, think a little further in advance than we're thinking. So I would like to make a motion. We can have two motions on the floor. Lydia has one, and I would like to make one.
You can't have two motions unless it's a substitute or an amendment.
No. No, mine is not a substitute.
You can argue against Lydia's, and then we can deal with yours next if you want.
No, it's not. It's a whole different motion altogether pertaining to this topic.
Okay. Well, Teresa, I think, wanted to be on the stack, so go ahead, Teresa. Can't hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry. sorry. Did Tracy have an objection to the seating? I can appreciate Nia's question, legitimate concern, and I'm wondering if Tracy has an objection to the date of January 31st still after hearing Nia's concern.
Yeah, sure, if you're asking, Teresa. I have no idea if everyone will be elected by January 31st or not. I do object to seating some delegations and not others. I think that's an equity problem and a legal problem. And I don't really see what Nia's concern is. I don't know what date she was appointed 6 years ago in January, but if it was January 7th, then she's already served one day more than 6 years by being on this call tonight. The bylaws say that you serve until you are replaced, as long as one is replaced within a reasonable period of time after one's term has expired. I don't think there's any need for hysteria. So my general feeling here is that I don't know why we're noticing this meeting for January 31st. We have no idea if we're going to be able to do what we're going to do, and I think we should not be spending time on this. And the time to notice a seating meeting is after all of the LSBs have elected their directors and not before. We don't even know if the people that are going to be seated can make the meeting on January 31st. I think this is just premature and taking the cart before the horse. So, no, I don't support it.
Bill?
I'm going to make a motion.
Bill, this is Nia. Bill, this is
okay.
Nia.
All right, go ahead, Nia.
A point of personal privilege. Again, Tracy is misinforming people. I was seated towards the end of January, not January 6th. So wherever those minutes are that she saw, they need to be corrected, just for the record.
Okay. Well, I don't even know who else is.
It was a hypothetical.
Jeremy Gowder has term limits this applying this time. I really don't know, but I know there's Wesley and me and Nia and who else did you mention? Fia? I don't know who else is being is term limited this year. But I mean, I'm going to be I'm looking forward to being off the PNB. I mean, I've got a lot of other things I like to do. I'm not trying to hold onto my seat, but you know, I also feel a responsibility to make sure we have a semi-functioning governance, you know, while I'm here. And like Tracy was saying, I'm worried about having open seats while we're waiting for some of the other stations to elect directors. So actually, I'm going to move to table this. I think we don't need to decide this. We need to wait until after. Well, hold on just a second, Campbell, and I'll let you bring that up. But I'm going to move to table it until after we know when all the directors are going to be elected. Okay, Campbell, point of information?
Yes, I wanted to share information that it's not just a bylaws issue, that I know that in law in the District of Columbia, and as I understand it, in at least several other jurisdictions, you serve until you're replaced. And so running over is not something that's like, you know, the end of the earth.
Right. I think you're right. It's obvious you have to continue to have a board.
Yeah. Have to have governance.
Not just a part of a board. Okay.
Right.
Stack. Okay. Well, there's a motion to table. It's not debatable. Can we vote on that, please?
But we do get to vote.
Yes. Yes. We'll vote. So right. if you wish to table this, as I'm suggesting, we can bring it off the table after we find out when all the stations are going to elect their directors. If you wish to table it, so we can move on to the next motion, which may be Lydia's, I guess, or the next agenda item. Vote yes. If you don't want to table it, vote no.
The first motion was Lydia's, I believe.
Well, that's the one I'm moving to table, but.
Yeah.
And I also have a motion, Bill. Remember, after Lydia, I have a motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's all.
Well, after we
right.
dispense with this
one. Nia has a motion.
Well, I know that, Campbell. Thank you, Campbell.
Okay, can you call the roll then, Campbell, please, on the motion to table Lydia's motion?
Sure. Let's see. Come back here. Teresa Allen.
Hi. I'm thoroughly confused, so I say I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Okay, this is a motion to take Lydia's motion.
Would you restate the motion, please?
The motion is to table, and the motion that is the object of that is the one by Lydia to set the PMB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors.
Thank you.
And so what we're engaging right now is the motion to table, and I've got a pass from Teresa. And Nia?
No.
Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Campbell will pass. Tracy?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes to table.
Okay.
Okay.
Sophia?
I think not.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see. Teresa?
I already passed. Has everybody else voted?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay, I haven't voted, and I'll pass as well. But we have.
What about Lydia?
Lydia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Lydia.
No.
Okay. Campbell's passing, and we're back to Teresa.
I'll say yes.
Okay. And Campbell will say no. And so the votes are 1, 2, 3 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4 no. The motion to table fails.
Okay, thank you. So we're still open to discussion of the amendment to schedule a meeting on the 31st to seat new directors.
Right. That's what's all.
So, did you want to be on the stack, Teresa? I can't remember.
And Lydia.
Okay. Well, I think Teresa wanted to say something right after.
I'm still very much confused.
Tracy, for the staff to
understand the real issues involved with what would be so bad about seating on the 31st and what we would benefit from it. I'm still not quite understanding. The arguments there. Thank you.
Okay, I think the next two people will go in the stack and talk about that. Lydia and then Teresa. I mean, Lydia and then Tracy.
Yes, I don't think there's any ambiguity about our being the LSVs. All but one has firmly scheduled their votes. So there's just one station who they're going to meet tomorrow. And presumably could schedule a PMB election well before the 31st. And so this whole notion that this isn't going to get done and whatever when the bylaws specify seating on the 31st, why aren't we doing that? I mean, so anyway, so there's no reason not to seat people on the 31st. It's important to be seated. When we were seated again in 2011, we were kept apprised of some very important issues, which made the February meeting far more productive because we were already involved as PMB members for the previous almost a full month and part of the planning of what that agenda was going to look like. So to, I think you really get into talk about walking into legal problems when you start denying the seating of directors once they've been elected. It's not like you're not going to hear from them. So I say just schedule it. I mean, if something catastrophic happens and they don't end up electing them, we can always like cancel the meeting, but get it on the calendar. I feel very confident that we're going to have all of our PMB directors by the end of the month and then have plenty of time to have a full year of work.
Point of information?
Well, you're next on the stack anyway, Teresa. Go ahead.
So, I'm at, no, I'm not.
Oh, actually, Tracy's on the stack, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa, though. Point
but
of information.
Maybe somebody can answer this question. So, if we're seated, then technically Bill is gone. He's our vice chair. Afia is gone. And Who else would be gone?
And I'm gone. Thank God.
And you'll be gone. So who is going to be conducting the meetings and the organization? I mean, where will our officers be between this, between January 31st and our meeting in February?
This is Lydia. After that, that means we need to elect officers
over the phone or something.
We do pro tem like we always do.
Well, you'd have to elect them, but, you know, it's hard when you have a challenge because then you end up having a secret
ballot. It's not hard. We do it every year with the committee.
Guys,
you have a stack. Try to pay attention to it.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, I said just add me to the stack.
Okay.
This is Mia, Bill. I'd like to be on the stack. This is me. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Tracy.
I'm going to put a substitute on the floor, but I just want to ask a point of information first, and then if it's okay, I'll call Motivated. What day of the week is January 31st that we're proposing this meeting? I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Okay, so the next Thursday is like February 7th or 8th. Okay. I think I'm going to put a substitute on the table that we go ahead and notice a meeting for that following Thursday, which is, I guess, the 7th. I think that's a more logical timeline and I think would serve as a useful meeting whether or not the seating situation is resolved or not. The 31st puts us in the position of meeting 3 times in 4 weeks. And having just been through a bout of that with the budgets, the PNB is a mess when we do that. And we don't get things done because people stop showing up for the meetings. And I think that it would be more rational to schedule a meeting in early February because regardless of whether the seating goes down or the seating doesn't go down, and perhaps we can seat a new board on January 24th. Who knows? And we don't have a meeting scheduled on the 24th. But if we can't, then I think we should space our meetings 2 weeks apart, and then that will be approximately 2 weeks before the in-person. I think it's a saner schedule, and I'm putting it on as a substitute. In terms of motivating, my memory is a little different than Lydia. My recollection of 2011 was that we appointed pro tem officers, which was a bit of an issue because more than one person wanted to do it, and then we had the scenario of maybe an email ballot, which would have taken forever, so we didn't do it. But the upshot was that we did that, and then we did absolutely nothing else and didn't meet for an entire month. And the entire agenda for the February meeting was planned out by the coordinating committee of the 2010 board, which had done so in January, long before the meeting. So the idea that anything useful would happen during this turnover period is not, in my experience, at all what happens. It's quite the opposite, as a matter of fact. The pro tems are usually carryover officers. They're almost always carryover members of the board because the new members of the board aren't up for being pro tems. And usually what happens is the board just doesn't meet till the in-person anyway. So the idea that board members will be prepared, they'll be up to speed, they'll learn all this stuff is not what happened. Otherwise, I think I pretty much said what I want to say. The board does better when it meets in two-week intervals. It's more productive. And nothing is going to explode if we see the new board on February 7th. And if, in fact, WPFW or one of the other stations still hasn't seated their delegation, then we'll do it 2 weeks after that. We can only act after certain steps have been taken, and we don't entirely control what the LSBs are going to do. So I think we have to be flexible, and I don't think we can mandate. What we're getting into here is basically prescriptives that should happen, but we need to act on what is happening, not on what should be happening. And what is happening is that everything is late. That's how things are this year. So I think we sort of need to live in reality and schedule a board meeting for a time that's helpful to have a board meeting and not an artificial construct based on doing something on time when everything that's led up to it has been late. That's all.
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, we have Lydia on the stack. And you can speak on either the original motion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't think it qualifies as substitute. My motion was specific to seating the directors. Tracy's motion is it's just a meeting. If we have it, if they get seated, whatever.
So unless she wants to make the wording that the February meeting is specific to seating the new directors, which, by the way, we never go in that date for these and wait until people are elected. We've never done that. We go by the bylaws. It says by the end of January, period. So we always have our elections. We never say unless a particular station or whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's no reason not to have a seating and not to put it on the calendar on January 31st, short of another natural disaster. I would say that we are going to have a full complement of PMB directors. So I do not believe that this is a substitute motion.
Well, Jack, I guess. Bill, that would be up to you.
Yeah, well, I think it's always up to the PNB to set the agenda, and, you know, they can choose to seat directors then if they want to. I don't think anybody's going to decide until we see when the director elections are actually going to be.
So right now the question is whether this is a substitute motion to my motion, which is specific to the date per the bylaws when you seat the PNB, period.
Yeah, I think I'll accept it as a substitute motion because it could still... You could still end up
challenge the ruling. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Tracy, for the staff, just as a point of order.
Can
I make a point of order? The coordinating committee has no power to determine the agenda for the full PNB. It just doesn't. So, in fact, dictating that the PNB will in fact seat new people on such and such a date is beyond the bounds of the coordinating committee. All we can do is make a recommendation to the board that they do X. And the agenda is always subject to the majority of the will of the body. So
if anything,
the motion that I'm suggesting is more in order than Lydia's motion.
I'm saying it's not a substitute.
It is a substitute. I am substituting for your motion stating that the next PNB meeting should be February 7th and that the agenda can be set at that time. It is a substitute.
Okay, so I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, do we need to vote on that now? Let me clarify then. Why I think it's reasonable.
I have a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Mia.
Yeah, Tracy said she had a motion, and then I heard a whole diatribe of stuff. I would like to hear the motion repeated, and if it can be emailed, that would be good. What is Tracy's motion?
Tiff Campbell can read it and make sure we have it right in the minutes.
Yeah, it can't be emailed, but I can verbally say it again if it's not clear.
That we would meet on the 7th, which would
to
be
do what?
Thursday.
To do what?
That the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Pacifica National Board after January 24th will be February 7th. That's the motion, period.
Okay.
Do we have Mr. Secretary?
Did you get that, Campbell?
Yeah, that the next that the PNB meeting would be on the 7th of February.
Yeah, and the right language is the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that the next regularly scheduled meeting after January 24th be on February 7th.
Right, and I just think this is silly. We're kind of arguing about this. Like my feeling is essentially what Tracy was saying. It's up to the PNB to decide the agenda, the details, and it probably won't make a final decision until they know when all the director elections are going to be.
It's a recommendation. We heard that. Bill, it's a recommendation.
Okay. Well, I'm ruling that it's a valid substitute. It's no point in discussing
right.
it. We're spending a lot of time arguing about it.
Right.
I mean, a valid substitute. Anybody else want to comment on that motion, on my ruling of the chair? Okay. All right. Then if you vote yes, you're sustaining the ruling
of
the chair.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I believe Lydia had challenged the ruling of the chair, in that regard?
Right,
that's correct.
Did you withdraw it?
No.
No, I'm challenging the ruling of the chair. Yes vote
so
supports
we'll
him and a no vote doesn't.
On that.
Yes.
Right. So a yes vote sustains my ruling that Tracy's motion is an acceptable substitute. So vote yes if you feel it is an acceptable substitute. If you do not agree with my ruling and feel that, and agree with Lydia that it's not an acceptable substitute, then vote no. Okay. Can you call the roll, please, Campbell?
Yes. Teresa Allen?
This is painful.
Hello?
Teresa? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
I said, this is painful.
Oh. I don't have time. I've got yes, no, or abstain, or pass.
You can't heal me, huh?
I don't have painful.
I'm not sustaining the chair.
You what?
I am not sustaining the chair. No.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Nia Bediako? Oh, Lydia Brosson.
No.
Okay. Nia Bediako?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Campbell Johnson will vote no. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Lucia Longaza?
No.
Okay, we have two yes, five no, and no abstentions. So
the majority vote
chair is not upheld.
Right. Okay. Thank you. No hard feelings. Okay. So, sorry, Tracy. The body rules that your motion is not a valid substitute. So we still have the original motion on the floor, which is Lydia's motion. And could you read that one again one more time, Campbell?
Okay. To set PNB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors.
Per the bylaws. I would.
Per the bylaws.
And we're going to have another check on the agenda for tonight, too, so I hope this hasn't gone too long. But, yeah, go ahead. What was that?
Bill, I think we need to word it clearly. That the coordinating committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
And put seat new directors telephonically. This way it's clear.
Okay. Is there any objections to that amendment?
To the PM?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're putting the word telephonically in there.
Yes.
Okay. To seat new directors telephonically per the bylaws. Is that okay?
Yeah. No. This is Lydia. Well, they don't do telephonically by the bylaws. By the bylaws.
No,
per the bylaws.
Per the bylaws.
This is Lydia. So,
scheduling
the January 31st meeting to seat new directors per the bylaws, and this meeting shall be held on conference. Well.
And.
Can you email that to Ms. Lydia? I just want to make sure we get the wording right.
Shall be held teleconference. Is that it?
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I guess we're ready to vote on the main motion then.
Okay, well, let me just ask, any objections to that amendment?
The main motion now reads, the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that it set the PNB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors per the bylaws, and this meeting shall be held by teleconference.
Okay. Is that clear?
There's a point of order there, which is that I would take out the reference to the bylaws because the bylaws specifically say that the directors must be seated at an in-person meeting held at the end of January, which is not what we're doing. So citing the bylaws in order to violate the bylaws is probably not the best thing. So as a friendly amendment, I think that per the bylaws language should be stripped because it's not per the bylaws. Whatever we're going to do here is not going to be per the bylaws.
Okay. Is there any objections to taking out the reference to the bylaws?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we vote on, can we vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. Brandon, let me get to another sheet. Remove per the bylaws. Can we go straight to a vote on this?
Yeah, on the amendment, Tracy's amendment,
on
taking out the reference to the bylaws.
Okay. And let's see. We'll go with Teresa Allen.
So we are now voting on
removing per the bylaws, which is a friendly amendment from Tracy.
I say
Not friendly.
I'm sorry, Teresa, I didn't hear you.
I say yes.
Okay.
I got knocked off.
Nia, what we're doing is we're voting on Tracy's amendment to remove the phrase per the bylaws that she had suggested. Do you vote yay, nay, or abstain?
No.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Of course not. It didn't count.
I'll vote yes, and somebody, whoever, if it's right, mute yourself.
Okay.
I did, I swear.
Campbell Johnson will pass. Afia Mungaza?
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, we've got Lydia, we've got Nia, we've got Bill, we've got Teresa, we've got Afia, and Campbell Johnson will abstain also.
Okay, and this is Tracy. I think I should vote. No?
Oh, Tracy, I'm sorry.
Okay, and just as a point of personal privilege, I'm gonna have to go right about now, but I will vote yes on this.
Okay.
And then I'm probably gone.
So we have 3 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
So that phrase has been removed.
Right. So can you read the whole motion now, the way it's been amended, please, Cameron?
Okay, just a second. Let me get back here to where we are. Okay, the motion currently reads, the coordinating committee recommends to the PMB that it set the next PMB set a PMB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors, and this meeting shall be held by teleconference.
Okay, thank you. Can we go ahead and vote on that? Because we do have some other things in the agenda for tonight. I hope we don't take too much longer on this.
So we're calling a question on that motion.
Well, I can't really call a question. I'm just encouraging
people. Call the question.
Well, it's not allowed in a committee meeting, but if people...
Bill, I said I had a question, Bill. Somebody's in the subway or something. I don't know what's going on. A lot of noise.
Yeah, Tracy, that might be you. I thought you had some background noise, Tracy. If you can mute yourself, please. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. Remember, I said that I had a motion?
Well, we need to deal with this motion first. We're not finished with it. We just voted on an amendment.
I thought it was done. Okay.
We voted on Tracy's amendment. So, Campbell, if you can read... Well, you just read the motion. So, can we go ahead and vote on it?
Okay.
Campbell just read it?
So,
read
the...
It?
Please read it.
Read it again?
Please, there's a lot of train noise or something.
Do you want me to read the motion again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, the coordinating committee recommends to the PMB to set a PMB meeting for January 31st to seat new directors, and this meeting shall be held by teleconference.
Okay. Can you call the roll, please, so we can hear?
Okay. Let's see. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Nia Bediaco? Nia? Can't hear you. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay, Campbell Johnson will pass. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Okay. Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, can you call Nia again? She was just on.
Did I call? Oh, Nia? Are
yes.
You there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here, and yes, it's
okay.
My vote.
Sorry. Thank you very much, Lydia. Okay, so I'll vote yes on this. And that means we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 2 no, and I believe no abstentions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can we move on to the next agenda item then? So the motion's approved.
Bill, hello. I said I had a motion.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he still has his motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my motion is for the chair of the coordinating committee could get a written opinion from Foundation Council as to whether people who, as to whether directors who have served 5 years as of January 31st, are allowed to attend meetings during February.
Let me catch the last part. From General Counsel as to whether, and what was after that?
Directors who have served the mandatory 5 years according to the bylaws are allowed to attend or be whatever, not attend, but be on teleconference. Huh? What'd you say, Teresa?
What you're saying, are they allowed to continue being seated?
Exactly. Beyond the mandatory, there's no ambiguity about it. So you can word it however you want to word it, Campbell. Beyond the 5 years, there's no ambiguity. You shall serve 5 years.
Okay, what I put in there, according to the bylaws, beyond their specified terms.
No, this is Lydia.
No.
Okay. Well, just make sure we got it right. You got it all, Campbell?
I don't know. Let me read it back to you. That the chair, coordinating committee chair, to get a written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the mandatory 5 years according to the bylaws.
I don't think the word is mandatory. I think they mean maximum.
Okay, maximum instead of mandatory. Okay, served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws can serve beyond their specified terms. Is that
okay.
Close enough?
Be allowed to. Okay. I guess it has the essence of it. I just want to be in a form of motion and request by Thursday.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So Article 5, just so because it gives us some wording perhaps. Article 5, Section 2 of the bylaws. Says, reads, the term of a director shall be 1 year,
a director may serve no more than 5 consecutive one-year terms. A director shall not be eligible for further service as a director until 1 year has elapsed after the termination of a director's 5th consecutive one-year term.
How about if I make reference to that section of the bylaws rather than writing all that down?
Didn't go so well.
I can do that. I can do that when I contact him. I mean, it's,
okay.
There's actually multiple
Article 5, Section 2.
All this stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I wanted to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else. So everyone who votes in the affirmative, if this motion passes, if you can add those names to the request, because Andy knows he has to have 3 directors, so if you need that in addition to being chair.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me say something. You know, I'm a little reluctant to ask for a written opinion just because it's going to cost more money. But, you know,
we don't know that. He hasn't charged us for a whole bunch of opinions when we saw that one invoice of his, so.
I'm not sure, but it takes time to write up a written opinion, and he's probably going to take more time if he's careful to do that. But that's my concern, and I still feel this is we're jumping the gun, because if the directors are not all elected by then this is kind of a moot point anyway, and I still think it makes sense to wait until after the directors are elected to make this decision. Anybody else want to speak on the motion?
Well, this is Lydia.
This is Mia.
Okay.
I'll defer to Mia because she hasn't motivated
you. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there isn't much to motivate. This is not a moot point. This is what we do all the time. We wait until something is right upon us, and then we're in a panic. We do the wrong thing. We get sued, and then we have to recalibrate and try to do the right thing. So I would like to call the question. No, you can't call the question in the committee. I'd like to call the question. Let's vote it up or down. It is not moot.
Okay, well, you can't really cut off debate, but you've encouraged everybody to cut off debate. So if people are ready to vote, we can do that. Shall we vote on this?
This is Teresa. Okay. Can you hear me?
Shall we vote?
This is Teresa.
Did you want to say something, Teresa?
Yes. I do somewhat agree with your concern, Bill, and I'm wondering if it would be so bad if we didn't just ask Andy to send him an email and not ask for a written decision, but ask him to report to us what his opinion is on this. Then we could get in the minutes, so it doesn't have to be written, if we would give him just a little bit of time, rather than just springing it on him in a PNB meeting, if we would just ask his opinion on this, so he doesn't have to write it.
Okay, so that sounds like an amendment. Take out the word written, is that what you're saying? Okay, are there any objections to doing that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Lydia. I'm on the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Lydia.
If he sends us an email, it's still written. If he says it verbally, it's still an opinion. And lawyers do charge for time, although, like I said, Andy has been great. He hasn't been charging us for a lot of these opinions that just do not require research. And furthermore, is that this is such a critical issue because it's been raised in court on more than one occasion. As soon as you infringe on or extend an elected term of anything, it invites possible litigation. We need some counsel. I think the bylaws are perfectly clear on the issue, but because there will be diverse opinions on this board, I think it is the prudent and responsible thing to do. It'll just a yes or no. He agrees with what's, literal in the bylaws or not.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything? Can we vote on it? I think it's too early for this, but go ahead. Can you call a roll in, Campbell?
Sure. Teresa Allen?
If we're voting on
the motion.
The motion to remove the word written?
No.
Oh, yeah, right. That's great. I forgot. We need to... Let me just ask, are there any objections to removing that? That sounds like, I guess there were. So,
yeah, there were.
Lydia was objecting. Okay, so we're voting on whether to remove the word, to change written reports to just report. So a vote yes means take out the word written.
I say yes.
That's Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
No.
Okay, and Nia Bediako?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Campbell passes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Women are 50%.
Can't hear you, Tracy. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Okay. Campbell will vote yes on this.
Okay.
So we have three yes, three no, and no abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails. The motion to remove the word written fails 3-3. Okay. Can we go and vote on the whole motion?
Yes. The motion is now the coordinating committee chair to get a written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws can serve beyond their specified terms.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can you call roll on that too, please, Campbell?
Main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Teresa Allen?
I'll say no.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Campbell Johnson vote yes. Afia Wangaza?
I'm sorry, what is the motion?
The motion, it's the main motion now. Coordinating committee chair to get written opinion from general counsel as to whether directors who have served the maximum 5 years according to the bylaws can serve beyond their specified terms.
Yes.
Okay, and let's see. Tracy Rosenberg? Okay, I can't hear you, Tracy. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 yes, 2 no, so the motion passes.
Just one second. Just a quickie. Campbell,
okay.
Can you kindly send us all that motion, please, with the names of the people who voted yes, if you don't mind?
Well, what I was going to do is to provide the entire minutes tomorrow. Do you need it tonight?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll get over and crank up the computer and send them out tonight.
Oh, I thought you were typing. Oh, okay. All right.
No,
thank
I'm
you.
Writing on a pad.
Okay. Just that motion, please. Thank you.
Sure.
Point of information, is somebody preparing for a lawsuit or something?
Hope not. I don't know. All right.
No, I think that was because in getting a request from general counsel, we should have like at least 3 people requesting. And so at least 3 affirmative votes would be the 3 people requesting.
I don't know.
I think that's the protocol.
The tone of this meeting is just rather sad, I must say.
Okay, I have another request for Campbell. If you can let us know, I guess you have a meeting this Wednesday, is that right, Campbell?
PMB, LSB meeting?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, and then WBI also has a meeting then. If Nia and Campbell can let us know after that meeting, or at least Thursday morning or something, if you've elected a director or when you're going to elect directors. I assume
okay.
WPFW at least is not because it's not on the agenda, but I think the PNB needs to know that when the director election is scheduled for.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then the next item on the agenda still was to set some meeting dates for February. And I mean, Tracy's already suggested February 3rd, 7th, which is the first Thursday in February. I think it's a good idea, regardless of whether that previous motion is approved by the PNB. So, and then the in-person meeting is scheduled to start about 2 weeks later on the 22nd. So I hope we can just do this quickly. Is there any objections to scheduling a teleconference meeting for February 2nd?
February 7th.
So, oh, I'm sorry, 7th, yeah. A teleconference meeting for the PNB on February 7th.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. Again, I'm going to defer to some of the new directors that get on the board because we have some other February meetings scheduled. Don't we have one the next week, the 14th?
We have one 2 weeks later. We have one on the 10th and the 24th.
No, in February. Aren't you in February now?
There are no teleconference meetings for the PNB scheduled in February. The only thing is the in-person meeting for the 22nd, not counting committee meetings. So let me just finish. If you're going to have a meeting, it can always be canceled. It's easier to cancel it than to add it in because somebody else may grab the date for another committee or something.
But what date are you proposing?
February 7th. The first Thursday of February.
Hmm.
It would be about 15 days before the in-person meeting starts.
Okay.
And if there's nothing to do, the PNB could cancel it, but it would be a convenient time to get some things done.
Okay.
So who wanted to speak? Nia, I believe?
Yeah, I was going to say some of what Lydia said, that would be up to the newly seated directors for them to set the date because we don't know what their availability is. It's the same thing like we have here at WBAI. You know, one group scheduling the meeting because it's convenient for their faction, and the other slate, some of the people aren't even in the United States because there was no consultation, no 7-day notice. I think we need to wait until until the directors are seated, and then do a poll.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Teresa?
I think if we did schedule it now, there would be the 7-day notice. I mean, people could plan their lives around it. I'm afraid that if we're not careful, then we won't get these meetings scheduled, and there'll be so much to do, and I'm afraid with the... I mean, it looks like we're going to have not interim, but pro tem. Hold on, people. We're seated on the 25th. There'll be pro tem people, and we'll be. I don't know whether we're going to be voting orally or sending email ballots or what. Just to have the pro tem people, I'd say, as Bill suggests, schedule it and cancel it if need be, or reschedule it as need be. But at least get it on the calendar, some local groups can schedule their meetings around it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to speak on the motion to schedule a meeting, the teleconference meeting for the 7th of February? Okay, can we go ahead and vote on it? Campbell, do you want to call the roll, please?
Oh, okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye when I call you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson? Lydia? Nia Bidiaco?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
No. No. Oh.
Can you hear me, Lydia?
Yes, I heard you. I heard you.
Okay, and I've got a mute. Okay.
No, no, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Campbell will abstain. Let's see, Afia Wangaza. Can't hear you, Afia. Tracy Rosenberg. Okay, so we have here, did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. We have 2, 2, and 1. So motion fails.
Okay. All right, next item on the agenda. Reestablishing the technology and programming committees as task forces or special committees. Let me just mention, I did talk to George, who's been chair of the programming committee this year. He suggests we do, you know, this is because the bylaws amendments that were just approved last month changed those, they deleted them from the list of standing committees in the bylaws. So the options are to reconstitute them as special committees like elections and personnel and I forget what else that are not defined in the bylaws, or as task forces. The advantage of task forces is that they would not have the same specific quorum requirements to make it easier for them to reach quorum and they could still get things done. Plus, it opens up the membership to basically anybody who wants to be on it. So, George suggested that at least for programming, for now at least, that it be a special committee, like elections, for example. The PNB, of course, could always change the way the special committees are doing without having a bylaws amendment. But and the technology seemed to agree to make more sense to have it as a task force. But any suggestions from anybody or anybody want to make a specific motion?
Yes. No. I mean, this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
To the staff. I will oppose anything on this because I will be making a bylaws amendment to reinstitute programming early in the year. But nevertheless, we're a radio network and we're doing away with programming. Amazing. And the reason that I would object to a special committee such as personnel or something is because then it might be limited to just the directors and so forth. I totally support the task force for the technology committee. And there you go. So I will be voting no, just because I think that the programming committee should be as it exists as a standing committee. And I do not recognize that the bylaws amendment was passed because KPFA did not adhere to the timeline once we moved original date for us to start voting on it. So all I have to do is send a letter to AG if I wanted to. I don't know if I have the energy, but regardless, I will not be supporting it because the bylaws amendment did not pass. Thank you.
Okay. anybody else want to make a motion or comment or suggestion?
Can I ask? I was typing this thing. Can I ask
Campbell,
the motion is now?
Well, there's no motion yet. Okay. The agenda item is whether we want to reestablish the technology and programming committees as special committees or task forces.
Task force.
Lydia said she felt that the amendment was not approved. I think most people disagree with that interpretation, but.
Well, most obviously not. Most people. I mean,
No, Bill, that's very disrespectful to the LSVs that voted against that and to all of the individuals who voted against it. So for you to say most, I think is not correct. But anyway.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
So what I'm saying is that, no, so the point is I think this is moot because it didn't pass, so.
Okay, anybody else want to comment or discuss this or make a motion? Well, I'd like to make a motion that we at least establish a technology task force. Or did we already do that?
Point of information, does
yes.
the action or whatever eliminate the technology task force?
Well, that's what I can't remember. I was just thinking of that. The PNB already did establish a technology task force, didn't they, in addition to the technology
yes.
committee?
I thought
okay.
so.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Okay, so we don't need to worry about that one, I guess. Thank
yeah.
you. Okay, so the technology task force can continue no matter what.
Yes.
And Lydia's saying that the bylaws voted KPFA is invalid on that amendment.
We moved the date.
I'm just asking, has anybody heard any objections from KPFA? Because I haven't heard any.
Well, but you'll know when this gets raised, when the committees are formed, right?
Well, it would be nice if this was settled, you know, as soon as possible. But I'm a little surprised because if anybody was going to object it, we'd think it would be KPFA. That's the station you're talking about.
I would think the people that would Teresa for the stack.
Oh, point of information.
Yeah, I'm not claiming to speak for KPFA. I am just stating a fact. They did not vote within the timeline, period. And then they can speak for themselves, but they're not present.
Okay.
So can we just drop this? Move on?
Campbell had a point of information. Okay, Campbell.
Yeah, I guess from my list of coordinating committee members, I can drop our esteemed CFO off?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Were you going to say something, Teresa?
Yes. I would think that the complaint, if it happened, would come from some LSB or board members, PNB members, who didn't vote for this, who did not want this to happen. Therefore, they might complain that it didn't pass because KPFA acted I tell you, nothing. The way our board members, PNB members, are acting is very discouraging, depressing to me, and it acts like it seems to me that some people are purposely trying to get the foundation in trouble. And it's hard to keep up with. Obviously, we all know it's very hard to keep up with. But it seems like people are making it on purpose, making it more difficult. So please forgive me for being very depressed and discouraged at the tone of how we're conducting business. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me make a motion. I'm not sure where we go anywhere, but this is assuming that the bylaws amendments were that one was approved. It was valid. I'll move that we reestablish the programming committee as a special committee. Because if we don't do this, and that amendment is valid, then we have no programming committee.
Mm-hmm. I would second that.
Reestablish the committee as a special committee?
Programming. I mean, I wouldn't mind it having it as a task force, but George, the current chair of the programming committee, suggested it be a special committee. So anybody want to discuss that motion?
point of inquiry, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with, right offhand, special committees versus task forces.
Let's just say a committee. It's not one of the
standing committees. Okay, if it's a committee, then it has to have a quorum.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, so, and I don't know how they were doing on meeting quorum last year, but, you know, the big issue about the technology committee, and I guess was the programming the other one, was that they weren't meeting quorum, so therefore they couldn't do anything.
Right. George said that the programming committee had reached quorum about 3/5 of the time, which I don't consider real great, but I guess I won't try to judge that one way or the other. If you're suggesting it should be a task force, that would be okay with me, because then they wouldn't have that quorum problem.
It'd be okay with me. I'm sorry, I should be recognized. Campbell for Stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Campbell.
The only problem I see is that, you know, if a motion comes from the task force, then if, you know, like two or three folks were to say, well, I don't think my station was represented there, so this motion doesn't include our consideration, you know, that I could see as being a problem. And as to how things relate to programming, I can go along with the notion that maybe it should be a committee so there isn't that issue left open. But, you know, and I've had committees before that have had problems like that, but then, you know, we do a straw poll on everything, and then when we get quorum, we vote everything in. You lose your opportunity to discuss it. That's what I do. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's the way I go at it. So we get stuff done.
Yeah,
that's just.
Well, I can respond to that, but I'll see if anybody else wants to speak first.
Yeah.
So what is the motion on the floor?
The motion on the floor is that we reestablish the program committee as a special committee.
No, but didn't you recall that there's no such designation as a special committee?
I'm not familiar with it.
I think you're right. Let's just call it a committee.
As a committee. Okay.
Yeah.
And Teresa, I will second that.
Okay.
Okay. Don't need that in certain committees.
You're the first second we've had tonight.
Did you want to talk, Teresa? Do you have experience with task forces too?
Well, I personally don't find task force to be that bad, but I happen to be working on two task forces that I think are very productive and positive. So there are some people. I remembered very distinctly when the archives group did not want to be a task force because they thought they wouldn't be respected. But I think that group didn't live long anyway, because they just didn't have people, I think, to do the work. We could not expect Brian DeShazer to do all the work of that group. And so if you have people to do the work, I think no matter what you call it, they will get work done. And they will present their work to the PNB, and hopefully they will have worked it through enough and talked to enough people that there is buy-in. And so I don't care what you call it. I just want the groups not to have problems meeting quorum and problems electing officers and just things that keep us from actually getting anything usefully done. Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, let me ask first, Campbell, was that an amendment you were making to make it a task force instead of a committee? I didn't understand if you wanted to make that amendment.
I was just discussing.
Okay. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, my amendment would be that the committee should be constituted as currently described in the bylaws
under its standing committee formation. I'm driving, so I can't look it up. But.
Okay, so you're talking about just the, just the programming committee?
The programming committee, that it be populated as described in the bylaws when it was the standing committee.
Okay. Nia, I think you wanted to say something?
You know, I plan to vote against this motion. I don't understand. We are a radio broadcasting organization, and we are going to have a programming committee that is a task force. I mean, if they're, in my opinion, that's one of the three committees that the foundation should have, you know, along with audit, personnel, and the finance committee. I don't understand that. It's just. I mean, I agree with Teresa when she said it seems that there's something afoot here to undermine the organization. There must be, because it's just unfathomable. How do you disband with the programming committee in a radio broadcasting organization?
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. All right, I think you're arguing the bylaws amendment, Nia, but go ahead, Teresa.
Well, go ahead, Nia.
Let Nia finish.
Yeah. Well, KPFA voted out of turn, so I don't know how people are saying that this amendment passed anyway. And we talked about, you know, undermining the organization and all that. If we just do things the way they're supposed to be done, then they wouldn't be all this suspicious. I really don't understand what's going on.
Okay, Teresa?
Well, you know, I agree. It's very inconvenient to KPFA. Very, very sad that they did it that way. But did they do it because they really secretly wanted to be called into question and have their vote totally negated? I hope not. I hope they didn't just do this maliciously. But the fact of the matter is, you put words in my mouth if you're suggesting that I speak this way because it would be undermining our programming. Quite the contrary. It's not undermining our programming to make it a task force. I think a task force has just as much power as any other committee. It just doesn't have the very straight straitjacket of rules about how many people have to be on it. Have you ever served on the program committee, Nia? I mean, you wanted to be a committee, but have you served
yes.
on it? I mean,
yeah, I served back in the day. To answer mm-hmm. your question, if I may, Mr. Chair, and it all goes back to which I have said repeatedly. It's leadership. When I inherited the audit committee how many moons ago, that wasn't meeting quorum either. And I got that to meet quorum. Okay? I wasn't chair anymore. They had a problem meeting quorum. It's all about leadership. But years ago, I think in 2000, maybe 2008 or 2009, I was on that committee and it used to meet. So I don't understand why it can't meet now.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Just seems like they're having many of our committees are having a hard time meeting, and I thought that the whole point of our bylaws amendments were that we were going to try to fix some things so that we didn't have what I thought were unnecessary problems, and that people would be on committees because they really wanted to serve on the committees, not because it was an obligation. We seem to have difficulty filling this position, and I think that I would give it all the respect it is due if it were a task force rather than a standing committee. That's just the way I feel.
Okay, thank you. I got Lydia, but let me see. Anybody else hasn't spoken on this? Want to say anything? Maybe everybody has spoken. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so the difference with a programming committee versus technology or some of these other things is that programming is one of the invested issues. It's the
reason that many people run for the board, whether they should or not, that is the reason. And so there's a lot of investment there at the local level. It's the one committee that should not be devoid of LSB representation. I have not served on it because that's not quite personally my focus. I like to participate in governance so that it allows the space for types of program. I don't lobby usually for, you know, a specific program or anything like that. However, for representation demographically, for representation issue-wise, for representation, et cetera, that kind of diversity can only be had at the PMB, at the LSB level, because it affects their local station's programming, and each one of our stations are distinct and they're different. So I don't see how you can turn that into a task force and have it be meaningful or have those changes respected or bought into by the rest of the network. It defies all logic. But anyway, so I'll be challenging it based on the bios, but the value, if we have my amendment, which I'm advocating for, of course, is that if this is challenged, and if the new KPFA directors and or the existing KPFA directors decide that now, you know, for whatever reason, that they didn't, well, they've already put in writing they didn't know about the timeline, so they're not denying that they voted, you know, not according to the new timeline. So therefore, if we vote on my amendment right now, it'll be a smooth transition either way, whether the bylaw amendment stands or not. The dynamic will be the same, and that won't set us back into months of arguing about it. So I say, you know, let's just go with it. I say vote yes on my amendment.
Okay, and Campbell, did you get the amendment as well as the original motion?
Let's see what I have down here. Committee, okay, the motion was that we reestablish the program committee as a committee. The amendment from Lydia was that the committee should be populated as described in the bylaws.
Okay.
That's what I have.
For the right. programming standing programming standing committee.
Okay.
This is Teresa.
Let me get the terminology correct. Would you repeat that, please?
No, just that exactly what you said, but at for the programming standing committee. In other words, the bylaws. No, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm just adding those three words.
Described in the bylaws.
No, you don't have to do that. Just whatever you said. The bylaws under the programming standing committee. That's it, three words. Programming standing committee.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
It seems like almost that I should object, because it seems like Lydia's amendment is an attempt to Lydia's amendment is an attempt to totally violate or invalidate the motion, because she wants to object to this bylaws amendment in the first place. And your motion is an attempt to create a committee, because you don't want to call it a task force, because you know Lydia objects to that. But her attempt to say it has to comply with the bylaws
is an attempt to totally invalidate your whole motion. So I'm objecting to her amendment.
Okay, and this is Lydia. May I respond?
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I'm not denying my position on this, on the bylaws. I voted against the new bylaws amendment, but I am, as I said before, I don't believe that it passed, A. But if it did pass, then I think it should remain as a committee, and Teresa's correct there, but I'm not trying to do anything sneaky. I'm being very upfront. I voted openly against the amendment because programming was added, although I totally support the text. And so I am just saying that this way, if it is the bylaws amendment does not pass, we're not going to have to be going back and forth on the formation of this committee. But, you know, that's it. I'm not trying to hide what my position is on this issue.
Well, if the point of information, if the bylaws amendment is not passed, then if there's a decision that the bylaws amendment is not passed, then it's a standing committee, and we don't need to say that it goes by the terms of the bylaws.
That's correct. But if the majority, which passed it to begin with, says it did pass, then this motion at least preserves this until the next round or until, you know, whatever. We're not going to be fighting about it. So. But I think we should just vote.
Okay. Teresa, did you through?
Well, I guess Teresa? I was asking for a ruling, Bill. I think you're trying as hard as you can. I find that Lydia is being...
Please don't characterize me. Let's just vote on the motion. Vote no. If you're against the amendment, I'm going to vote yes.
I'll just say
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this phone because I'm not feeling well now. Just a point of order. With all due respect, I think people make motions based on their beliefs and what they genuinely think is in the best interest of the foundation. Just so to ascribe motive, if that's the case, when any of you guys make a motion, Lydia could say the same thing.
I'm sorry, Lydia, but I didn't even get the words out of my mouth. So.
Okay, well, let Nia finish, please, Teresa.
Yeah. I just think this is the way Lydia feels. She feels that in her opinion, she's doing what's best for the organization. I don't understand why. It almost feels like, she's being guilted into not making her motion. That's not correct. I mean, we agree and we disagree all the time. We have to do it respectfully, We just respectfully disagree. Either we voted up or voted down. But to guilt her into think that she's thinking one thing when that's not what she's thinking, I think, I just don't think that is correct. That's not right.
Well,
okay.
I would apologize
Thanks.
If I'd ever gotten anything out of my mouth, but since I didn't, I just find it problematic. As I said, it seems like this motion, this amendment is worded so we can have it both ways. If it's decided that the amendment passed, then this amendment would say, well, it's going to have even though it passed, if it passed, we want this committee to have the same structure as the standing committee. And I think the standing committee, the reason why there was a problem with the standing committee is that some of our LSBs, they didn't have two people that wanted to serve on it. I don't know why, they just didn't. And it might not have been while you served, Nia, it might not have been that way when I served, but I just think that our committee structures are cumbersome. Since I served on it, we have at least three different committees or task forces on the national level. We have the FRAT that people are serving on, and we have the development committee that people are serving on, and on the local level, people are just really busy, and I think they're having I think they're struggling to get their meetings together. So I was just trying to hopefully problem solve with some of these amendments.
Okay. Mrs. Bell, I'm just going to say I think Lydia's amendment is okay. I mean, this could always be changed in a year or two or whatever, but if that's what the program committee wants to do, that's fine. I do have concerns, like Teresa was expressing, that I think that committee and several others had too much trouble meeting quorum, and that's why I think it might be better as a task force. But if they can do it as the way they've been doing it, that's fine with me. So let's vote on Lydia's amendment. Can we do that, please? Everybody clear what it says?
Could you kind of repeat it, Lydia? Or
how about Campbell?
No, so Campbell.
Okay, Campbell.
Okay, we're back to the Lydia's amendment.
Yes.
Correct.
The committee should be populated as described in the bylaws under the Programming Standing Committee.
Okay. Can you call the roll? We can vote on that amendment.
Sure. Teresa Allen?
Say no.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
I'll abstain.
I beg pardon?
I'm
sorry, I didn't hear you, Bill.
He abstained.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was abstained.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was going on and off mute.
Let's see. Who's? Well, I guess next is me. I'll pass. Afia Wangaza? Afia, I can't hear you. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy, can't hear you. Okay, so I guess it's back to me, and I'll abstain as well. So we have two yes, one no, and two abstentions.
Okay, thank you. All right, can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion?
The amendment passes.
Right. Can we go ahead and vote on the amended motion? You want to read that again, please, Campbell?
Okay. We reestablish the program committee as a committee.
With Lydia's extra language.
Oh, with the amendment. Yeah. Okay, motion with amendment.
Okay, is there any objections to that? Hearing none, then the
passed without objection.
Approved. Thank you. Okay,
hello.
Next agenda item. Yes.
This is Lydia. Sorry, I walked away from my phone, but I had my Bluetooth on. What was the vote?
It passed without objection.
That's the motion with your amendment.
Oh, okay. And I have to leave the call, and so I don't know if you'll still have quorum, but I have to go pick up my computer that's in the shop, and they're going to close shortly. So I'm off the call. Sorry. I don't know if you still have quorum, though. Okay.
Yeah,
good night.
Thank you. Okay, let me just ask, we're almost done anyway. Confirm next meeting date for coordinating committee, February 4th.
Okay.
This may depend a little bit on what happens with the motion on the seating new people, because if they haven't elected committees, then there may not be a meeting. But we can go ahead and put it on the calendar, and it could be canceled, I guess, if it doesn't happen.
Okay.
So my suggestion is we go ahead and reserve February 4th. It's the first Monday. It's sort of our regular meeting date.
Okay. So you'll handle that?
Yeah. Are there any objections?
I don't object.
Without
okay, hold on. We'll do that. Any new business? And action items, let's see, I need to ask for an opinion from Andy Gold, and Campbell needs to send out the motions, like this one we just approved also.
I sent out the motion already.
Okay.
And
I need to notify
you of when W's directors will be. I think somebody else also needed to do
that. Nia.
Will be elected.
Is that I don't know when WBAI is going to have their election either.
We're doing it all on Wednesday. We're doing the officers, and then we're doing the directors. We're having two delegates meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Good for you.
I wish you luck. It usually takes us about 3 hours for each of those, or at least 2 hours.
Well,
so good luck.
I'm off the board today, so if they want to be there for 6 hours, me and Betty Alco will not be there. That is for sure.
Okay.
They could meet all night long. God bless.
Alert the press.
Okay. And, Campbell, can you also send me the motion that we just passed? I need that too.
This one,
and Bill?
Now that we just passed?
The one on the programming committee. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill?
Or I can wiggle the minutes tomorrow if you're sending in my whole app.
Okay.
Yeah, Nia?
I'll send them
Bill?
Tomorrow.
Bill?
Yeah, Nia?
Could you please send that one about the director to Andy Gold tonight? Because, I mean, that should be pretty easy because Cam is going to send it to you electronically.
I already sent it.
Okay. So can you send it to Andy tonight, please, Bill?
Okay. So who's the three directors signing on asking for a written opinion?
The motion was that all the people who voted yes to put their names to it.
Okay.
That was what Lydia said.
Yeah, I had about four names on it.
Okay. All right.
Hold on a second. But you said you had about. What was
I'm not looking at it right now.
Okay.
Well, if you sent the names, that's okay. I'll look at it in an email.
I've sent it to all the members of the committee.
Okay.
I'm going now.
Okay. Anything else anyone have? Hey, I want to thank all of you for serving on the according to me this year.
No.
Okay. The people who voted yes were Lydia, Nia, Campbell, and Afia.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, all. And this is my last coordinating committee. And you take care. Godspeed.
Good night.
Nia.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I guess returned.
Okay.